to Health Radio FM. I am your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on the phone with me Dr. Alistair Frain from Honeybush Health Herbal Tea. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So I am, I've tried your product before at a local store in Fort Langley, and it's lovely. I think that a lot of people have never heard of the Honeybush. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about the company?
Sure. Our company is called Honeybush Health Limited, and we're a Canadian-based company. Essentially, what we do is import, market, and distribute single-source honeybush from our affiliated tea estate in South Africa. Your clients or your listeners probably don't know all that much about honeybush. They probably know a lot about rooibos. So honeybush is a botanical cousin of rooibos. We like to call it the sweet cousin because it's tastier than rooibos. It doesn't have the tannin content of rooibos. So you get this really, really nice sweet-flavored tea. And our mandate is to bring the tea into North America, well, into the world eventually. In fact, our mission statement is to harness the taste and wellness benefits of this ancient herb in an ethical manner and to bring it to the consumer in its purest form. And so that's what we're about.
Now, the honeybush contains lots of minerals and it's essential for your wellness. Tell us a bit more about the health benefits for the tea.
Sure. Well, I like to think of the healthy aspects of honeybush along three lines. Essentially, first of all, it's a completely natural product, both in the beverage form, which we produce it as, or else as a loose leaf tea. And it's produced on our farm with no herbicides, no pesticides. The farm itself is a wilderness farm in the Titsikama Mountains, miles and miles away from any commercial farms, so there's no risk of any contamination. We use only mountain catchment water. So the tea that's produced on that farm is essentially, it's organically certified both on the farm and also in Canada. And so it's an incredibly healthy product. Secondly, as with many other plants of products of plant origin, honeybush has numerous herbal benefits. Apart from the fact that it's actually caffeine-free, it's obviously sugar-free, except in the sense that they're natural carbohydrates, as you would get with any plant. And then in addition to that, we know a lot about the overall health benefits of green, black, and herbal tea, and honeybush has those in droves. Obviously, it's got antioxidants. It's got a number of isoflavones and cumestans. You know, the very, very interesting thing about honeybush is that it's got a number of unique chemicals in it, naturally occurring, and these are the subject of intense study in South Africa right now from both private enterprise companies and also the government. In fact, honeybush is the most studied of all the herbal products in South Africa at the moment because it's really generating a lot of excitement over there. And these products that I'm talking about are isoflavones, and there are three of them, hesperidin, mangiferin, and isomangiferin. And the recent animal studies done by the Medical Research Council in South Africa have shown quite dramatic effects on blood sugar levels and cholesterol levels. Now, these are animal studies, so one can't necessarily extrapolate them to humans, but we're not that
right.
far removed from rodents. I hate to say it, but that's true.
Yep.
And, the buzz and the excitement in South Africa, including some patent applications that have been registered there, indicate that scientists certainly believe that there's something really unusual and unique about honeybush.
Tell our viewers, that maybe ones that don't know, what are isoflavones?
They're antioxidants, and they're essentially organic chemicals that occur naturally, and in this case, they actually appear to act at the level of the pancreas. And as your listeners probably know, the pancreas is a gland in the body responsible for sugar control, produces insulin. We all know about insulin. It also produces a kind of a counter effect hormone called glucagon. And both of those chemicals those hormones are generally in balance, and they control blood sugar levels in the body. So, given the incidence of diabetes and prediabetes and obesity in the Western world, anything that sort of even slightly affects blood sugar levels is quite exciting. So those isoflavones, those antioxidant chemicals, seem to have an effect as I said, at the pancreas level. And actually, the study that the Medical Research Council did showed histological changes at the level of the alpha and beta cells in the pancreas, which is really, really quite unusual and really exciting.
Now, you are obviously from South Africa, I can tell by your accent, and I've read that the individual who's taking care of the farm is a cousin of yours, is that correct?
Yes, David and I grew up together, we grew up in South Africa, went to school together in Pietermaritzburg, and after that I branched off into medicine and medical school, and David went off into the world of finance and ended up in London, where he worked in the banking sector for a number of years. And then he ended up back in South Africa, where we reconnected. And when we reconnected, it's quite an interesting story. David, you know, I said to David, what are you up to, Dave? And he said, well, I'm farming now. And it's quite a nice synergy, because his dad was a farmer and my dad was a farmer. And so for him to go back to farming and then for him to eventually drag me back into it was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's running the farm in South Africa. As I said, he sort of stumbled across Honeybush. If it's not boring, I'll tell you the story. But he's an ultra marathon runner, and he was running in the mountains outside Port Elizabeth on the eastern coast of South Africa, and stumbled across this beautiful farm. He said he just fell in love with it. It has a natural waterfall and a natural river running right through it. And when he was subsequently talking to the agricultural inspector about what he could do on the farm, he was told, well, the only thing you can really grow up there, and which actually grows up there, is honeybush. And David was like, well, what is honeybush? Never heard of it. And that was about 7-8 years ago. And since then, he's been developing the farm and really creating an entirely new industry in South Africa with potential for huge employment in an area of South Africa that is really quite underprivileged. So the farm is, as I said, it's a 2,000-hectare farm situated in the mountains just outside Port Elizabeth. And we source all our tea from there.
And it is your farm?
It's called the Heights Tea Estate, and it's a South African farm, and we are affiliated, we have a legal arrangement with them. And so David is a shareholder of the company in Canada here, and I'm a shareholder of the company located offshore in South Africa. And we're both South Africans. I'm obviously Canadian, naturalized Canadian. David still lives in South Africa.
And doctor, it is, so it's single source, your teas, so you know exactly where it's coming from, you know what's going into it. What's the capacity of the farm, do you know? Like, when do you max out, or are you there, are you halfway there?
Oh, we have enormous capacity. I mean, right now we can produce ample supply. We also can source from surrounding farms if we need to. The interesting thing about our farm, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there was a news release recently about the sustainability of honeybush. And as honeybush gets more and more traction in the world and people hear about it and want it, the demand is obviously escalating. And the local people in South Africa have traditionally just been harvesting honeybush in the wild, and they usually do so by climbing up into the state forests or the crown lands and harvesting it. And as demand's gone up, they've been doing that increasingly and selling to brokers. The brokers buy honeybush in bulk and based on weight. And so it's a really unsustainable model, because the local people generally need the money or are cutting down the plants, and they're not doing so in a sustainable manner. They're actually cutting it sort of flush with the ground in order to maximize weight. So what our company does in South Africa is, on the farm, we not only harvest if we need to from our wild stock in a sustainable manner, leaving the appropriate root structure in place so it can regenerate, but we also have the biggest sustainability and cultivation program. We have approximately 10 hectares under cultivation at the moment, with something like 20,000-30,000 seedlings growing in our greenhouse as well. So we're not only producing ample supply of tea for ourselves, but we're also embarking on a entirely sustainable and recultivation into the wild program in order to ensure future supplies and survival of this ancient herbal tea.
It almost sounds like the ginseng scenario in the States, where people are sneaking onto land and stealing ginseng that takes years to grow and reharvesting takes many years. So
yeah, in South Africa, I mean, to their credit, the government or the authorities in South Africa they're aware of the problem. There are statutes in place to protect the wild species. So the tea is not only protected in South Africa, It's also protected internationally, so you can't take the plant and try and grow it somewhere else in the deserts of Australia or Israel somewhere. It's actually a species that's protected by a United Nations biodiversity treaty.
Wow.
Which means that you can really, you know, because it's an endemic ancient plant to South Africa, it's a South African asset, if you like, or a South African treasure. It's a member of the ancient fynbos biome, as is rooibos and many other species. Rooibos and honeybush are the only two that make a tasty tea at the moment. But so it's a rare species, and we're not only, you know, we're not only doing our bit to bring it into the market in North America, but we're also doing our bit to do so in a sustainable and ethical manner. We're also providing employment to the local people in South Africa, so we're, you know, creating an entirely new industry. So, and pay our workers in South Africa double minimum wage, and involve them in the whole process of regeneration and creation of this new industry.
That's fantastic, Doctor. I don't think a lot of people have heard about this particular tea in North America. How long have you been selling it within the Canadian and U.S. markets?
We launched the company last year at the Canadian Health Food Association Expo, which was in Vancouver, so it's about a year ago. We then went to the U.S. to the World Tea Expo, where we were lucky enough to win a national award for the tea. So we've really only been going about a year and sort of fine-tuning our beverage. We've just recently affiliated or partnered with a national distributor, which will take our tea throughout the country, including all the way across to Ontario. As of about a week or so ago, we were placed into Whole Foods, all four Whole Foods stores in the Vancouver area now carry our beverage. Our loose leaf tea we are selling through a direct selling process using wellness consultants or wellness practitioners. And that process we're just developing right now and about to launch as of the 1st of May.
Fantastic. Now, Doctor, your website is honeybushhealth.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And people will be able to go online and see exactly where the stores are located to see if they can get a sample for themselves?
They can go online. They can see exactly where to buy the beverage. As I say, it's rolling out throughout the country right now. They can go online. They can see exactly where to buy and how to buy the loose leaf tea. It's an online system right now. They can read all about our story there as well.
Fantastic. Dr. Alistair Frayne from Honeybush Health, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.